I'm John Robb, and you're listening to Here Manchester.com, a series of 10 audio portraits exploring the rich and varied history of Manchester, from the towpath of the Rochdale Canal that cuts through the heart of one of the greatest cities in the world. Pride is a word which is well used when it comes to Manchester, particularly so when it comes to this part of the city. This is Canal Street, the heart of the gay village, the symbol of Manchester's vitality and its rich and diverse population. So now we're just walking down the back end of Canal Street. I think it's starting to wake up now. People are starting to put the tables and chairs out. I think in about 10 minutes the bar's going to start to open up. We've just walked past Tourist Bar and people are just setting everything up for the day.
My name's Mike Pollard, but everyone knows me as Polly, and I'm the proprietor of Tourist Number 1 Canal Street.
So what's life in the bar like here? Is it a good spot to have your bar?
There's nowhere like it. And when the sun comes out and we now have pedestrianisation after 6 o'clock and all weekend from midday, and you can, as you can see, there's like 100 people outside each bar. There's about 11 bars. There's thousands of people outside here. It's a great cafe society, serving food and drink. It's a really vibrant society.
When it started off, it's like a gay orientated street. Is it still quite strong?
It's called the Gay Village.
For a long time it's called that, but to me it seems like it got a lot more mixed over the years.
Well, it's not about sexual orientation, it's about mentality. So as long as people aren't here to stare and aren't here to ogle at other people, then I don't have an issue with that, as long as it's not, they don't take over and that gay people feel uncomfortable in their own surroundings.
My name is Paul Fairweather and I'm one of the tour guides on the Lesbian and Gay Heritage Tour. We're outside the offices of the Campaign for Homosexual Equality in Kennedy Street, and Kennedy Street is behind the Town Hall, right in the centre of Manchester, and was the site of a very historic public meeting which for the first time began to talk about the changes in the law in the 1950s. So in the 1950s, the North West Campaign for Homosexual Law Reform was based in Manchester and had a very active campaign led by Alan Horsfall and Ray Gosling and a number of notable gay campaigners from the 1950s. I mean, what was particularly significant in Manchester, that the campaign was led by openly gay people at a time when it was completely illegal to be gay. The campaign in London was led by the great and the good, by lords and judges, none of whom were openly gay and most of whom were heterosexual. The key difference about people like Alan Horsfall was that in the 1950s, he was openly gay, he was quite open about his sexuality, and that was hugely significant at a time when very few public figures were open about their sexuality.
So we're down here this morning, and of course it's very quiet this morning, but now it's the evening, it's coming to about 10 o'clock and it's starting to really buzz down all the bars down Canal Street. Everyone's looking quite busy. If you come down here later on, it gets really, really busy, very, very chaotic.
My aunt used to come here in the 60s, and I think the New Union was the only gay bar, club, pub to be, and obviously in those days it was illegal. And but no, obviously it's like great, because I used to like live in fear of being gay. You come here and like it's so open, like most people are gay and most people like half and half, and it's just the place to be.
We're standing outside Vanilla, and just on the back of Canal Street on Richmond Street. I guess it's a lesbian bar.
Well, yes, yeah. Majority lesbian bar, yeah. Boys are allowed.
And you own the bar, do you?
I'm Mary, I'm the general manager of Vanilla.
So what's a lesbian scene like in Manchester? Because we hear a lot about the male gay community, we don't hear much about the female gay community.
It's fantastic. Well, Vanilla's been open now nearly 10 years, and every year we're getting better. More and more lesbians coming out in Manchester from all around the northwest, and this is sort of the little mecca, like a little community centre for them all almost, because, we're busy every night of the week.
So what do you think of Canal Street as a place, as an area?
You don't realise how lucky you are to have all this in such a small area until you go somewhere else and you see what, other people have got. We're so lucky, we've got between 40-odd bars in the space of a square mile.
It's amazing, it's massive. It's the biggest area in Britain, isn't it?
I don't think anywhere in the UK has got this, and, you don't realise how lucky you are till you go somewhere else, to be honest.
Why in Manchester? I mean, why is this not in Birmingham or London?
I don't know. I think it's just developed in Manchester. I think it all started with this sort of Manchester era, when you had this sort of hacienda going. And then Manso was the first sort of trendy cultural bar to open, with the glass windows, obviously you had the Union. But they were saying, this is Manchester, we're moving on. And then it just sort of snowballed from there down Canal Street. And I think it was since the sort of Queer as Folk, was on Channel 4 and everything, that sort of opened it up to other people. and it's just become a massive thing in Manchester. And you know, obviously it's Gay Pride soon, and that's getting a bigger and bigger event every year.
Tonight you've got like an Elvis night on.
Yes,
it's what, just, what's that about?
Well,
because Elvis is not a lesbian icon, is he?
It's not really, no. We've just started doing sort of a series of drag king nights, to be honest, which we did one last month.
Is it absolutely fantastic? Elvis here, like the rhinestone suits and a... it's like, how do you do it? Almost like a rubber forehead.
It's not
yeah.
rubber, that, is it?
So do you actually sing any Elvis songs, Elvis? Do I call you Elvis?
I can do.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We belong together with suspicious minds.
Yeah, so now we're just leaving Canal Street, which is really vibrant. It's a really great night. It's every bar's open, the lights are on. It reminds me a lot of life in Europe. It's like you're just standing here. It's like the Ramblers of Barcelona. It's got that kind of vibe to it, but not as poncy as that as well. It's something very northern and down to earth about it all. And the fact that it's the biggest kind of gay area in the whole of the UK, it makes me feel proud. As a straight person, it makes me feel proud, you know, that Manchester can have this. It's in the north, it's not London. London hasn't got it, you know, Brighton hasn't got it, but we got it in Manchester. And it's a really like cool area, and it's a great area. And it's a really fantastic place to come and hang out for the evening. Whether you're straight or gay, or wherever you are, it's whatever your sexuality is, it's just a really good night out.
If you've enjoyed this programme, why not venture further along the Rochdale Canal and discover more portraits of our magnificent city at heremanchester.com.